Many people today are still confused on the credit repair process. They don't know what it is. They don't know how it works. They think it's some type of magic, okay? But most importantly, I want to talk to those who are still confused about the credit repair process, what the service is, and how this stuff works, okay? So stay tuned, listen up, and hopefully we all learn something here.
Yes, it pays to have good credit.
You would always want to be on the side of having good credit.
Do you think it pays to have good credit? All right, so guys, the credit repair process or a credit repair service is the attempt to remove some of the negative items that are affecting your credit scores, okay? Let's just say you go out and you miss a payment, you have a late payment reporting, or you go out and you didn't pay a bank back or a credit card back, and now a debt collector is reporting it to your credit reports. You know, these are things that any credit repair service will work on, or if you're doing this self, this is what you call the credit repair process, where you're trying to get these accounts removed, okay? But first, you need to understand, these accounts report for 7 years. That is a long time, okay? 7 years, that's almost a decade, okay? Some people cannot wait that long. However, many people don't want to wait that long, okay? Credit repair is just a option for you to take so you don't have to sit in this bad credit jail cell for 7 years, okay? These are some options you can take to hopefully better your situation. So the whole entire credit repair process is seeing if some of these accounts have errors on them, which many of them will, okay? We've seen over 80% of these accounts are going to be reporting inaccurately. If they are, the credit bureaus will delete them, okay? If some of these accounts are what we call incomplete, meaning it's missing data, the credit bureaus will delete them. If some of these accounts can't be unverified, the credit bureaus will delete them. If these creditors or debt collectors or reporting companies do not respond to the credit bureau's disputes, they will delete them, okay? So these are options you have to take, or I guess request, for some of these accounts to be removed. Does this mean every single account on your credit reports will be deleted? No. Does this mean they, you know, can be deleted? Sure, yeah. And is there a chance that you may have all of them deleted? Yeah, we've seen it happen plenty of times, you know? But in most cases, no one should ever expect that, because if that was everyone's case, bad credit will not exist. So what I'm getting at, guys, the credit repair process, okay, is just a step you can take to hopefully better your credit situation so you don't have to sit in credit jail for 7 years until these items are deleted from your credit report naturally, okay? So don't overwhelm yourself if you tried the credit repair process yourself, or you tried a credit repair service and, you know, nothing happened, or not everything got removed, okay? It's not supposed to, guys. Things are, you know, not so supposed to just automatically get deleted when you miss a payment, because if that's the case, you're never going to learn your lesson. The point of these things reporting for 7 years is so you take credit seriously and you never want to miss a payment in the future, although life happens and we all can, you know, fall back on payments and bills in the future. But guys, listen, the credit repair process was never designed to delete every single thing from your credit. It is just an attempt to better your situation if you mess up your credit scores or your credit reports. Hopefully this episode has cleared out the air. We all have learned something here. You know, I fully explain how things are deleted from your credit reports, what the credit repair process is, and this is literally what credit repair services do. We work on finding ways to get those accounts deleted. Every month is a new reporting, your credit report updates. The previous month, some things could have been verified. This month, it may not. Last month, they responded. Next month, they may not. This is how the process works. And it's something that you can even do your own. If you don't want to hire a credit repair service, you can sit back at home. Hopefully, you have the time to do this, or you remember to do this when you get off work, you know, certain weeks throughout the month, that you process these disputes and just request verification. Look for errors. Ask them, you know, if it can be verified, or hopefully they can respond to it, whatever the case is, you know, you want to take these steps, because like I said, who wants their credit scores to be damaged for 7 years after they may have fell back on bills for 1 month and it was just a one-time thing? So hopefully, guys, you have learned something in this episode. Stop thinking credit repair is some type of magic stick that you can just bang on a desk and your credit scores are back to normal by next week or next month. It is just a process to help your credit situation in hopes to that it doesn't take you 7 years to get back to a credit score range where you can start using your credit again. If you use credit to improve your lifestyle and would like to share your story on the It Pays to Have Good Credit podcast, feel free to reach out to us at info@sturgiscreditrepair.com. Sturgis is spelled S-T-I-R-G-U-S creditrepair.com.